This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, Kol HaShoyna Halachos B'chol Yoyim, Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. So we're up to Simen Dalet. Se'if Ches. Netilas Yadayim Shachris, Ein Noitlin Agabe Karka, Ella L'toich Kali. In the Tilas Yadayim of the morning, we do not wash on the ground, only into another basin. What's the reason for this? What difference does it make where you wash it? As long as you get your hands clean, who cares where the water goes afterwards? It says the Mishnah Brura, Va'afilu agabe kesamim aser. Even to do it on some kind of chip, it's aser. Why? Mimnei sheruach ra shayr aleim, because of the bad spirit that resides on the hands. It's interesting, the Dershu quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in the Shal Sechua Salmas Chaim, that even if, let's say, the water gets totally absorbed, in other words, let's say you're camping and you want to do Negel Vasser on the ground. So now, there's not going to be a remnant of the water. It's not going to be what we call Toifeach Amenas Latpiach. There's not going to be any tangible wetness. Toifeach Amenas Latpiach means when you touch that moisture, it could then make something else moist. There's nothing left. It's completely absorbed. I want to do it on my lawn. No. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says there's still Ruach Ra that could cause people damage. The Eish Avraham Buchat says that if it gets absorbed in the Karka, there's no Ruach Ra. It's like it's not there. Now let's say you want to be mevatel, that water that's on the ground. The Ben Ishchai writes, you have to pour a lot of water on that. What if your Negel Vasser basin spills? I'll tell you a little story. I learned in yeshiva that's tradition from Slabodka. The minug was not to put Negel Vasser by the bed, but for whatever reason, I wasn't on such a high madrega to abide by that custom of Slabodka. So when I came to the yeshiva, I put a Negel Vasser under the bed. And the guy who slept under me, there were bunk beds, he put his laundry bag into my Negel Vasser. So that was not a good welcome to my new yeshiva. It did not set me on the right foot. And then another guy complained that it woke him up in the morning. So whatever, we'll leave that story for a different occasion. But what if your Negel Vasser spills on the floor? Shlomo Zalman says you could just dry it. You don't have to pour water on the floor to be mevatel the Ruach Ra that's now living in your floorboards. Okay, now you should a kli. V'toiv sheyaniach shnei kelim rashayisav. It's a good thing to put two vessels, says the Mishnah Berurah, by your head. Echad malei ve'echad rekam. One full and one empty. Now, are you allowed to wash Negel Vasser into your kitchen sink where all the dishes are there? Right? Because we just said, according to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, I don't know, you know, does it get absorbed in the dishes? Rav Shlomo Zalman said if it spills on the floor, you just could dry it up. You don't have to pour water on it. But maybe that's b'di'evet l'chadchila. Are you allowed to wash Negel Vasser in your kitchen sink? So you say you can't anyway because it should be in your dalet amos. So for you happen to sleep, your bed is positioned next to your kitchen sink. I'm not going to get into your personal geschäft over here, why your family removed you from your room and parked you by your kitchen sink. I allowed to wash Negel Vasser. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you allowed to do it l'chadchila because afterwards you rinse off the kelim. And Rav Chaim Knievsky says when you rinse off the dishes, it's enough to rinse it off one time. Okay. Sif tes. Ma'im shon netil sidayim shachris. Also lehonismim. We can't get enough for them. V'lo yishbichim bevayis. You don't pour it out in the house. V'lo yibimakam sh'ovim shamanei adam. Or in a place where people pass by. It says, now, I'm not sure I understand Rav Shlomo Zalman that you could wash Negel Vasser into your dishes. I mean, if you're not allowed to do Negel Vasser in a place where somebody may walk, you could do it on a plate that somebody might eat off. I guess if you do it where somebody might walk, they might walk on that actual water. But if you do it on the dishes, they'll get rinsed off anyway. That would seem to be the difference. But says Mishbrosiv Katan Chaf Mehem Al Kain La Yin Em Lefnei Behemta. Don't give it to Elsie the cow. Elsie's very thirsty. No problem. Let her drink Negelwasser water. No, don't give it to Elsie. If you want, if you meet an Amaleki, that would be okay. If you want to give your Negelwasser water to an Amaleki to drink. B'nei Adam, ki yuchlu li nozek aydei ruach ra. The person could get hurt and damaged from the ruach ra. Interesting shayla. Are you allowed to wash out the avit meraglaim? Are you allowed to wash a toilet with your negelwasser water? So the Dershu brings from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in Salmas Chaim Simon Chav Dalet that you're allowed to, it's mutter, and Rabbi Yosef concurs. But what should you do? It says Mishnah Berurah, Yishpachim Makam Midrum, pour it into a drain, Oiba Afar Tichuach, or into soft dust. But we just said that even if it gets absorbed in the ground, it's a problem. No, since halacha allows you to pour it into afar tichuach, then nothing bad will happen from it. Sif Yud, noitel kli shalmayim biyad yaminoi. When you pick up the negelwasser, we know you're supposed to wash your right hand first. But so what? You're going to pick it up in the kais in your left hand? No, you pick it up in your right hand. Put in your left hand. This way you pour water on the right hand first. However, you're also going to pick it up in your right hand first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in order that the right side, which is chesed, will prevail and overpower the left side, which is din. And v'gam be'iter azlinam basar yamin da'alma. A lefty does the same thing. In other words, he will pick up the cup with his right hand, put in his left hand, and wash his right hand first. Sif Yud Aleph. Loi yito mimish loi nata yadav shachris. Don't allow someone who did not yet wash negelwasser to pour the water on your hand. Says Mishmaro loi yito ritzolemer lishbech loi al yadav, that he should pour it on your hands. The Magen Avram, in Sivkaton Ches, quoted by the Dirshu, brings in the name of the Zayar, that the Pasuk says, V'hiza hatahar al hatameh. Therefore, says the Lev Chaim, who's the Lev Chaim? Let's go, who knows? Lev Chaim, Chaim Falaji, that do not allow a Gentile to wash your negelwasser, because the Gentile is always tameh. Aye, but we know that a Gentile is not subject to Ruach Ra. That's Reb Chaim Falaji. The Eish Alvin B'chat says that since Goyim don't have Ruach Ra, like we said, Tony could make your bagel and cream cheese, even though he didn't wash Negelwasser, you could get a Goy to wash Negelwasser for you. Now, says Mishnah Berurah, he shouldn't pour it on your hands, but he could bring you water. Suffer when it comes to natila for eating bread, then you're allowed to have somebody who didn't wash your hands for you. Why? Says the Prima Gadim. Now natila siyadayim la'achila comes to add kedusha, and therefore you could wash from someone who didn't wash. Until Zadam Shachris comes to remove the Ruach Ra, and therefore you need to be more makbid. What about to wash Netilas Yadayim from a Goy or a Nida? Shulchan Aruch says later on, it's Mutter. Fine. Sif Yud Beis. Im Shech Sheikh Yadav L'Tech Kli Shamayim. Let's say you rubbed your hands in a vessel of water. So also Loi Netila L'Kriya Shema L'Tvila. The Netila works for Shema and Shemayna Esrei. Avaloi l'ruach ra shalem, but it will not remove the ruach ra. Because for ruach ra, it seems like you need to kayach ha'iroi, you need pouring. What about imshichshich, and it has to be three separate waters. In other words, moreover, for if your hands are dirty, they'll get clean, but to remove Ruach Ra, now the Ruach Ra is floating around in that water, it's not going to do the job. If you rub your hands in three separate waters, there's a suffix if it would work to remove the Ruach Ra that's on them. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chaf Hei, L'kriyat Shema L'tfila. And, interesting, if you rub your hands in a bucket of water, you could even make a bracha of Al Netil Sidaim. V'yuchal Avarach Al Netil Sidaim. Why? The Amrinon B'kiyar, we say about the kiyar, V'rachatsu Mimenu, so we say about the kiyar, you'll wash from it, but V'loi B'sech, but not in it, from it, but not in it. But anywhere else, haba'alma afilu b'soichai. So it's a very interesting diuk. We're medayik from the kiyar. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. One second. Only in the Beis HaMikdash are you not allowed to wash in the kiyar. But any other washing, you're allowed to wash in it. To remove the evil spirit, you need specifically to pour three times. Rubbing in a kli is only considered one time. Even though you rubbed your hands 100 times in the kli, it's considered only one time. Because immediately the waters become tummy. So now the water is considered dirty water, and therefore it does not work to remove the Ruach Ra for the other two times you need to pour. Therefore, Misham Hachi, Nestapik Achakach, the Meimah is Mechalafim. Therefore, the Mechaber has a suffix afterwards if you change the water. The Efshe, the Lav Davka, Eroi Be'inan, Lav Ruach Ra. It could be, you don't specifically need to pour to remove the Ruach Ra. Vafilu Rechitza Sagi. It would be enough merely to wash. Meaning, maybe the reason why it doesn't help to rub your hands 100 times in the same water is because it's the same water. But if it would be three different waters, then it would be good. On the other hand, maybe not. Maybe you need pouring, and then it doesn't help if you change the water. Or maybe you need to pour on your hands. Because of Prima Gadim, Delfizeh, Im Tachav Yadoi Banahar Shalosh Pa'amim, says the Prima Gadim, accordingly, if you stuck your hands in the river three times, so it's three different waters, or you stick your hands in the snow in three different places, still, it would only help for tefillah, but it would be a suffix, it would be a suffix if it helps to remove ruach ra. Why? It could be you need to pour from a vessel. Now, what do you mean, maybe you need a kli? But didn't the Mishnah Berurah say in Sivkata and Yud Zayin that you don't need a kli? In Sivkata and Yud Zayin, on Sif Zayin, Miu Enoi Ma'akev Loi Kli, the Mishnah Berurah said it helps to remove the Ruach Ra even without a kli. Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, the word kli in this Mishnah Berurah is lav davka. He means maybe you need pouring, but it doesn't need a kli. We already said, b'di'evid, you don't need a kli to remove ruach ra. Uva arzer sachayim, the malbim, ulevushe srad pasku, dibinahar, in a river, v'chem esheleg, uva mei mikvah, mahani af lahave ruach ra. V'afilu ein behem arbaam sa. V'ayin shamoid, v'arzer sachayim. So as Chaim says, in a big pool of water, it would help to remove the Ruach Ra if you dunk three times. And one more Mishnah Berurah. But not to remove the Ruach Ra. Al ken yira li tol pam shenis min kli afilu achar tefila. Therefore, if you could get a hold of a kli and wash your hands three times to remove the Ruach Ra, even though it was sufficient for tefila, but it might not have been sufficient for Ruach Ra, you should do so. Okay, Rabbi Say, we will continue with Sif Yud Gimel tomorrow. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. Wishing you all bracha v'hatzlacha. Good?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.